Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If they would put up on the screen for us, Exodus 15, 26. We began a couple of weeks ago on a series we're calling The Lord My Healer. And we want to continue with that this morning. If you haven't been with us, you can get the previous two messages. You can go online, get them, won't cost you anything. But this has been our main text. He said, if you'll diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and do that which is right in His sight, give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes, I'll put none of these diseases upon thee which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. The Young's literal translation says, I, Jehovah, am healing you, thee. The CEV, the complete English, says, I am the Lord your God, and I cure your diseases. The Message says, I am God, your healer. Some say, the Lord your physician. Today's English version says, I am the Lord, the one who heals you. This is one of those great redemptive compound names, Jehovah Rapha. There are others like Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord your righteousness. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is present or there. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who sees and provides. And how many believe He's still the Lord who's with you? Amen. He's still the Lord who provides. Amen. That never changes. The great I Am is still I Am. I am the Lord. Well, is He still the Lord who heals?
Yes.
Is He?
Yes.
Opinions vary about this subject. But you know, we want to see what our belief is based on. Is it the ideas of men or is it the unchanging Word of God? If He said, I am the Lord that heals you, what should you believe?
He
is the Lord who heals you. Say it out loud. He is the Lord
who heals me.
The Lord my healer.
The Lord my healer.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. In Psalm 103, verse 1 begins by saying, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless His holy name. Verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Verse 3, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Is the Lord still the forgiver of all iniquities? Well, when did He quit being the healer of all diseases? Why would you believe without exception that it is God's will to forgive all iniquities, but have exceptions and reservations about Him healing all diseases? Why would that be? Because most of the church world would be quick to say, yes, He will forgive all iniquities. But they'll turn right around and they'll say, it might not be His will to heal you. Well, why couldn't you say, it might not be His will to forgive you? Why wouldn't you say that? If you can say that about one, why couldn't you say it about the other? Well, because of centuries of traditional teaching and talking and thinking, the church doesn't have the same level of faith for healing as it does for forgiveness. Can you see that?
Yes.
Many of you, not all of you, but many of you, You have heard the Lord will forgive you from the time you were old enough to understand anything. And never did you hear people preach that God might not forgive.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
But you didn't hear that God heals all diseases. And it is always His will to heal. You didn't hear that. Well, faith comes by hearing. And I think sometimes what folks don't realize, when the Scripture says faith comes by hearing, that's not just from hearing a message or two. You see what we just talked about? I'm talking about what you've heard for the last 40 years of your life. Can you see that? That's what builds in you your consciousness of belief. And if you've heard that it's not always His will to heal for 50 years, then it's going to take something to get your mind renewed.
That's right.
Because that's ingrained in you.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to hear something else. And you're going to have to hear it on a regular basis to get that out of you. Does it need to get out of you?
Yes.
Say it out loud. He forgives.
He forgives.
All my iniquities.
All my iniquities.
And He heals.
And He heals.
All
my diseases.
Are we reading the Bible?
Yes.
Should we accept the Bible?
Yes.
He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. Amen. If I just kept saying that the rest of the service, it would be time well spent. Why? How does faith come? And your faith is developed where it comes to forgiveness of iniquity. I'm not having to try to convince you. You know, oh, come on, believe. He will forgive you. Oh, I just don't know. He will. I don't know. Sometimes it's not His will. No, it's always His will. I just don't know. I don't feel like I'm forgiven. Yeah, but He will, and He does. Amen. Yeah, but I don't know. You're not struggling with that, but aren't many Christians struggling with the healing part? Amen. Oh, yeah, because they have heard from the pulpit. It might not be God's will. It's not always God's will. Often it's not. We don't know why. God's working something out. He's using this disease to teach you something. It's a blessing in disguise. That's a lie from the devil. It's a curse. It's a curse. Sickness is a curse. It robs you of your strength and feeling good. It robs you of your time and your money. It's a thief. I said it's a thief. And enough of it can rob you of the rest of the years of your life.
Yes.
Cause you to leave early. Yes. Nothing good about disease. Yes. Nothing. Yes. Nothing. There is no way, no how, that a sickness or disease is a blessing from the Lord.
Right.
It's a curse.
Right.
Any serious student of the Bible would have to agree. I mean, it's revealed as a curse in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Many, many scriptures that say so. The Bible said Jesus' ministry summed it up like this in the book of Acts, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. The Bible says everybody Jesus healed was oppressed of the devil, not blessed of God. Well, when did it change that sickness became a blessing? When did that change? Or is it still oppression? Is it still the work of the destroyer and the killer and the thief? Well, if it is and it's not from God and He didn't give it to us, we don't have to receive it. We can resist it. We can stand against it and fight the good fight of faith. Because we have a healer.
Amen.
Somebody say, I have a healer.
I have a healer.
I have a healer. Glory to God. I have the healer.
That's right.
Amen. In Luke 5, we looked at this last time. Luke 5, the man that they brought who was paralyzed, that his four friends brought him to where Jesus was preaching, and they went up on top of the house and tore off the roof and let him down before Jesus. Luke 5:20 says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you. Were they coming there to get forgiven?
No.
I don't think they were. What were they coming for?
Healing.
He's paralyzed. But then Jesus looks at him and says, man, your sins are forgiven you. You know, the Lord will answer your question the way it needs to be answered, not the way you asked it.
That's right.
I know when I was working in healing school at Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry back some years ago, I was there, Phyllis and I were there for 20 years. And so I spent a lot of time in the healing school. And it was my job and an opportunity to lay hands on people every Thursday. And I didn't know much. I was green in ministry, but I knew it was the anointing that made the difference.
Amen.
And the anointing destroys the yoke.
That's right.
And removes the burden. And I knew I didn't know much about it. Didn't feel like I had much. And I needed more. That was my thought. I need more. I need some more anointing. And so I prayed and I prayed. And I prayed and I prayed and I asked the Lord for anointing. Lord, let me just have some more anointing. We're going to lay hands on these people. We need the anointing. Give us some more anointing. Finally, after months of this, I was in the speaker's room one day by myself praying, and the Lord spoke to my heart. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but inside me very distinctly, like He'll speak to any believer if you learn how to listen. He said to me, faithfulness. Faithfulness. And I kind of sat up and I knew it was Him, and I thought, okay. Faithfulness. That's interesting. Faith. What are you laughing about? Faithfulness. I said, yes, yes, Lord. I'm going to think about that and look at that. But you know, I'm about to go in here and lay hands on people. What I could really use right now is some anointing. Some more anointing. So I kept praying for a while. And again, it came up in my spirit. Faithfulness, Keith. Faithfulness. I thought, huh, okay. Well, yes, Lord, I'm going to do a study on faithfulness. I mean, I'm going to get into this and look at this more. But, you know, it's only 5 minutes till I go out here to lay hands on people. What we could really use right now is some anointing. And I didn't realize He's answering my prayer.
That's right.
See, they came for healing. And what'd He say to them? You're forgiven. Might say, well, what's that got to do? Everything. You just didn't know it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me life.